And those teams, you had certain situations that pulled guys apart. Here, everybody's together. It's commendable. Like I said, we're going to continue to work.
From afar, I mean, you know, maybe it's just because it's on five, but from afar, it looks like it could be close to fracturing or splintering. But you don't see any of that, any signs of that at all?
No, not in here. The guys here, we're woven in thick. We've been here since OTAs, minicamp. It's so much bigger than football. Guys understand that we're playing not only for the city we're in, but for our teammates' family. So that's what's really keeping our team together. And we're built a lot different than a lot of teams around this league.
So that started in the spring, this culture of
yes, ma'am.
Being together. So
yes,
that's
ma'am.
Why you can survive.
Right. Survive tough times.
But, I mean, everybody's a human, though. When you guys are 0-5, and I know you said you're bonded together, but how do you not lose, I guess, focus in the message or lose belief in the message?
Like I said, that's where we were brought together this offseason. Everybody believes in what we're playing for. Like I said, we're playing for the city. We're playing for each other. We're playing for each other's families. And we got something we're trying to accomplish. So that's what's keeping us close. And like I said, everybody's continuing to work. Push forward.
Belief is there, but how much of this is surprise to new players?
Oh, it's a huge surprise. This is nowhere where we thought we would be at this point in time. But that's the hand we've been dealt. The only way to make this thing right is continue to work. The ball's going to turn in our favor, as long as we stay true to who we are. Now we got a lot of things to clean up. Not going to make it seem like it's all peaches and cream, but you know, as long as we continue to work, stay true. Those 50-50 balls going to start bouncing our way.
Does it make it hard to prepare for the next team when there is so much with this team still to clean up and all that?
No, it doesn't. Every team is in the same situation. Teams that are 5-0 still got stuff to clean up. Nobody's perfect. Like I said, unfortunately, it's the hand we've been dealt. You know, we put ourselves in some bad situations starting off. It is what it is right now as far as the record we're at.
Right.
But nobody's focused on that. We're focused on these guys coming to town next.
Cardinals players have said that you guys kind of quit.
Could care less about what they say. They already won the game. Hats off to those guys. Doesn't matter what they say.
Do you think there's any truth to that? Guys?
No, sir. Like I said, we're woven together. We understand what we're playing for. It's much bigger than the game of football. We know what we're trying to accomplish, and we're together on this thing.
How much more important does that chemistry become when you're facing adversity like this?
It's huge. It's very huge. It's almost like they built us for tough times. Now, everybody can be together and do the right thing and say the right thing when things are going well. But when things are tough, you see guys' true colors. And nobody here has been anything different than what we already thought they were. You know, we're still together, still pushing. Today we're going to have a great practice for the game plan we got in on defense. I'm pretty sure they got the same thing going on offense and on special teams. So I'm not worried about these guys breaking up in the locker room. We're going to continue to go forward, and we got the Bears coming to town. That's a division game. That's a huge one.
Does that come from one person? Is there somebody who kind of keeps it all together?
Everybody. Starts at the top with Coach Caldwell. And that's the way he's brought this program and family to this team. Everybody's bought in wholeheartedly. We have a leadership council, you know, veteran guys that have been on the team, been in different situations throughout the course of their career. And we just imparting our wisdom onto the young guys. And everybody's, like I said, bought in, still in the ship. Everybody got their oar, ready to get this thing going.
What did that group do this week, that leadership council? Did you guys sit down and meet today or Monday or anything to talk about how you can dig yourself out of this?
I mean, we meet every week about different issues. And it's not always orchestrated by Coach Caldwell. I mean, us as players take it upon ourselves. This is our team. The coach can steer us and direct us the best we can, but we're the one to make the ship go. So we're handling this thing within the doors of this locker room, and we're going to get this thing straight.
Is Coach Caldwell, is he in those meetings?
Sometimes, yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. We usually meet with Coach Caldwell probably once a week or so, but like I said, that's not the only time we meet as a leadership council or talk about issues or things of that nature. This is not a one-sided deal. We're all in this thing.
Did you guys meet separately this week then?
Yeah.
Players only, sort of, you know.
No players older than me. It's
leadership.
Yeah. We just talk about things, how to make practice better, things that we need to do to make sure that offense, defense, and special teams are getting the looks that we need to get. And also just making sure we emphasize to the young guys to stay on your P's and Q's. You know, that time when you're at home, just before you take a break for the evening, make sure you look at your playbook, watch a little bit of film, and then step away for a little bit. You know, you can't be football the entire time, but you have to step away a little bit to keep that separation, but you really have to make sure you cover your bases before you do anything else.
What conclusions did you come to about what you can do on the practice field, in the locker room, you know, while you're here?
Keep working. Like I said, we're not having bad practices. I mean, the time period that y'all out there practicing, y'all see it's a lively group of guys. We're out there focused. Nobody's outside of their character. We just got to get these things translated over to the field.
You ever talked about, you know, ultimately it's a production game. You got yourself into this as players, getting yourself out of it.
I done already said that three times already, man. I ain't discussed it. I'm going to focus on practice, paying attention to meetings. These are all constant things playing any sport. Focus on the things that are being taught, focusing on the little details and the big things to come.
Have you or any other defensive players gone up to Stafford and said
support? No, we not. More so than anything, we just stand behind them. Okay. The same thing when Calvin felt bad about himself last week, I go to war with that guy anytime. Same thing for Nye. I go to war with him anytime. Same thing for Adula. We're truly well-knit group, and we're staying together on everything.